When the mind moves to the senses, then the mind starts to work, fabricate defilements. We start to see that all there is suffering. There's squeezing and movement going on in the center of the chest at all times. Are you over-focusing now, more or less? I think I'm focusing less. There still is some focusing, though. Gradually start to notice. I realize that I have to practice more samadhi and notice the wanting to be good. Yesterday, you told me that I was stuck in focusing. But sitting here, my mind is so busy. But can you see that the heart feels more relaxed than yesterday? The mind is brighter and lighter. She can notice, but he said, but your mind is happy, is pleased with this state. You have to come and see that the mind is pleased. Since I'm trying to give my mind more power with more meditation. He says, yes, your mind doesn't have enough power. This man is focusing in less than before. Before he would hold his mind still. Rumpa says, don't hold it still. Who feels it necessary to submit your homework? Put up your number. So they're Cambodia, he says, Cambodia, they're Cambodian, and Cambodian and Thailand are close friends. She's been listening to Lone Pa for a long time, and she'd like to ask, what should she do next? How should she practice? He says, you're able to be aware somewhat at this stage. So when you are aware, if you're able to watch the body, watch the body. You're someone who loves beauty and adorning the body. So watch the body, see it walking and sitting, seeing it move and smiling, shaking its head or nodding. And then you'll be able to see that the body is not us. The mind is the knower. And then we'll see that the mind is good one moment, bad the next. It's happy one moment, unhappy the next. All the states are impermanent. Let's start by watching the body because you love this body. Lungpa Li was able to speak Cambodian, Lungpa's first teacher. In fact, Thai has a lot of Cambodian words in it. He's explaining about the word sapan, which means bridge in Thai. It's sapien in Cambodian. It was very close. Thai use some Cambodian words. In the old days, there weren't countries. People would be walking back and forth between on the land. They didn't know what country it was. It wasn't a country. It was the Westerners that came and screwed it all up and turned everything into countries. This man has been practicing for a while, listening to the CDs. What should he do? He says, don't fabricate the mind. Just if the mind is good, no so. If it's not good, no so. Are you able to see defilements? Yes. You see how you're putting on a facade? He says, yes, I can see that. He says, oh, that's good. Just let the mind be good and bad, but just keep the five precepts so you don't harm anyone. But be natural. I missed the joke. I was busy. He was just emphasizing not faking, being genuine. He's just playing with Thai words. It's impossible to explain. No teaching. She's doing better. But she feels that the mind isn't of high quality. He says, don't get upset with the mind of low quality. There are two things that have happened while I was practicing, and I'd like to ask a question. There was one point where she was practicing quite often, and she could see the body breathing, but there was no feeling that it was her. And he says, yeah, that's correct. That was separating Rupa and Nama. There was a clear separation. She says, but I don't know how to do that. I can't do that again. He says, it's not necessary to. They separate naturally in daily life. The heart has seen that the body and mind aren't the same thing. When we become aware, the body will appear as not us. I took a 10-day course, and on the 6th day, I was really sleepy. But then the mind got peaceful, and it could see things coming and going, and wasn't interfering with the phenomena. But I could still hear everything going on in the background outside. Is this practice okay? He says, yeah, it's watching things coming and going. We practice to the point where we don't have to go to a retreat. We can practice like this just in our daily life. Normally, I like watching the breath, but Lungpa said, it's making you have go into a daze. So notice the body, Lungpa suggested notice the body breathing rather than holding the attention at the breath. Don't worry about this. Just notice the body breathing and notice that the body is being observed, that the mind isn't slipping down into the breath. The body is one thing and the mind is another. So seeing in this very light way is correct? Yes, that's correct. We don't want it heavy, but don't pretend that it's light. A lot of people just pretend that it's being light and fake it. We have to let it be natural. Sometimes she says she's angry for a long time. He says, that's not good. But let the anger come up first and then know that you're angry. In this period, I'm very busy with work and I don't have time in the morning. So I make up for it at night. I walk on the side of my house, but my mind is so busy. He says, well, in the daytime, if you don't practice all day, then the mind is going to be really busy, of course. So maybe you can find little small periods to break and do a little bit of practice, and then it'll be easier in the evening. Keep watching the body. When we're someone that loves the body, we should watch the body as the main focus. Right, so sometimes our mind is so busy and we're not able to watch the mind, but the body's still sitting there, so we can watch the body. She hasn't submitted homework in 2 years. He says, you're doing better. She says, her samadhi is not very good. She says, when she walks, she feels like she's controlling or focusing too much. You still have to do something. I still have to do a formal practice, do it every day, and just notice that now there's too much controlling, now the mind is out too much. The truth is we have to be able to practice in all activities, all positions. Right? We can't be only good at practicing when we're walking. We have to learn to be capable at practicing in any position. We don't die walking. So we don't have to wait until we're walking in order to practice. We can practice in all states. She says she has a lot of anger. He says, oh, then you can practice easily because anger is easy to see. So practice in all bodily positions except for lying down, because lying down, you're just going to sleep. You love sleeping, don't you? She's like, yes, I do. Haha, I knew it. In the Buddhist scriptures, when the Buddha teaches the mindfulness and concentration, he never says, close your eyes. So just know what's there at before, in the present. Know what's right there in front of your face. It has nothing to do with closing your eyes or opening your eyes. No need to know while you're lying down, because you just fall right asleep anyway. She's able to see her opinions and her wrong views coming up, lots of defilements. She says she can sense that defilements and things come up at the center of the chest. And he says, yeah, correct. She's not comfortable with all that, all those feelings, those painful, unpleasant feelings coming up in the heart. He says, that's never going to stop until you're an arahant. Some people are pretending to watch in a peaceful, relaxed way, but really, the center of the chest is moving, defilements are coming and going. When we start seeing that, it becomes very painful. There's lots of suffering. We see suffering going on all day. Our only break from that is practicing meditation, practicing samatha. At that stage. But he says that you're able to watch this stuff without your mind falling into it. Try not to hate what's going on, right? Try to know when you get angry. Sometimes when we're doing wisdom practice too much, too long, we get tired, we lose power. We need to practice samatha. I haven't been feeling well and I haven't been sleeping much. What should I do? Lumpa says, well then sleep. I feel like there's more suffering and feel less. Feel more suffering and less light, less bright. He says, well, that's correct. That's good that you see lots of suffering. It's just you're getting fooled by it. Don't let it take you in and fool you. But you are practicing better than before. Been listening to Lumpa on YouTube and practicing 3 months. She said she has to apologize to Lumpa because before she didn't believe that he can see other people's minds. He said, oh, you practice long enough and all you have to do is look at other people's faces and you know what's going on. So she feels that she wants to apologize for gossiping about him. Says gossip and the world are one and the same. That's what people do in the world. It's the gossip is the Dhamma of the world, worldly people. Your mind is still a busy one. Try to know the busy or restless mind. Walk, and then the mind is busy, you know, so. Can you feel as if your heart isn't the same as it was before? It's better than before, right? Your aggregates are starting to separate. Can you see that the body and mind are two different things? Yes. Yeah, that's called separating the aggregates. The body is sitting, the body is walking, the mind is the knower, the observer. Everything is, you'll see everything just comes and goes, arising and falling continuously. And you're developing. I see that there's lots of desire, wanting this and that all the time. He says, good, that's sufficient for a good Dhamma practice. The Buddha said, when the mind has craving, know that it has craving. When the mind doesn't have craving, know that it doesn't have craving. So just seeing in this way is sufficient. The more greedy the mind is, the more often the mind is greedy, the more you get to practice. So should I see that as the main, should I watch greed as the main thing? He said, yeah, whatever it is that comes up most often, make that your main thing. He says, why is it that every time somebody apologizes, everybody puts up their mind, their hands like they're apologizing too? Says, you didn't do what she did. Do you like holding focus? No. You sure about that? There's a voice telling me that I should practice loving kindness. He says, don't get enamored by these states, these lovely states. The mind's too out and enamored by them. She felt pain and then could see the anger come up, and then she noticed the anger and she noticed it disappear. Let's not try to make the pain go away. Try not to let different feelings come over and take over and manipulate the mind. Like, I don't want you to practice metta and then feel so nice and happy and then get lost and pleased in the feeling, enamored by it, out in it. Don't do that. You have to be aware. You have to see what's going on in the heart, not get taken over by it. I've been noticing I'm thinking more positively automatically. good. Is there any reason why this is happening? Never mind. Just keep practicing metta, loving kindness, but just try not to get so stuck in these nice states. Your mind is being manipulated easily by these things. So, if we're correctly seeing the mind, then whatever stranger comes in won't be able to take us over. Try to see more clearly. Your mind's contemplating and thinking about the Dhamma too much. You gotta see that. That's a busy mind. You're not being your natural self because you're getting lost in these pleasant states. Just see whatever comes up falls away, and don't follow any of these things, but don't resist them either. Try to be aware of yourself in regular daily life. Move the body and feel the body moving. Be aware of it. So try to feel this body. Metta is a wonderful thing, it's beautiful, but you need to come back to this body and mind and not be taken over by these states. Even the good feelings, we don't let them take over. Once Lumpa went to Lumputet, and people were offering things to Lumputet. Watching people feel so happy offering things to him. There were people were feeling rapture and joy. And he was watching people just totally lost in the joy, lost in the rapture. That doesn't work. That's not useful. Being manipulated by states, it's not free. We have to become liberated. Metta is good, but awareness is better. We're out of time. Anybody else want to ask questions, then ask my assistants.